Howdy, everybody. Welcome back to Reading Heathens, the Unholy and Holy Uninformed Bible Study Podcast. I'm your host, Adam B., here with your other host, Daniel T. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing great. Hello.
And we're also lucky to be joined once again by our guest, Brady Ness. How you doing, Brady?
I am well, sir. How are you?
You know, last episode, I didn't even give you a chance to plug things to our massive audience.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything you want to plug?
I absolutely have some things I want to plug. I've got an Acting 1 class the next semester that currently only has 3 students enrolled for it. So anyone in the Central Arkansas region who wants to take an Acting 1 class at 9:25 on Tuesday and Thursday, just come on, sign up. Let's get you in that class. Also, there's a voice and movement class that I'm at only 5 now, so I really need some people to come through. So that's my plug for the moment.
9:25. Something I remember about college is that is just a time slot. Every student is fighting to get into those 9:25 classes.
You know, it's at least it's not an 8. You know,
that's true.
That sounds like a class that our acting buddy Schaefer would have used up all of his absences for.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we got to dig it.
Yeah, take that, Schaefer.
Yeah, take that, Schaefer.
One of our only friends.
Schaefer, if you're out there and you're listening. Hey, buddy.
Well, listen, all y'all out there. If you're even pretending that you're going to act and you're sleeping on these classes, you might as well just give up the gig now. You're fucking done.
Yeah, they're not cut out for the business.
Also, if you're a student, I understand that it's very hard to get up before 9:30 in the morning. But, I mean, at some point, you're going to have to figure out how to get drunk the night before and then get up early the next day. I mean, it's really, you should think of that as a part of your education.
Well, unless you move to Los Angeles and you can roll into work at 10:10 like I do.
Yeah, I know. I actually found the only LA job in the whole world that you have to be at work at 8:30 at. It was like everybody else just like essentially only works 6 hours a day in this whole city.
Well, I work 8 hours. I just stay late, baby.
There you go.
Watch the sun go down from that office in the sky.
From his high rise in downtown LA. Fancy. Looking above all the scum below him.
Sniffing the piss as it atomizes and wafts through the window.
That sounds romantic.
It is. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, our Amazing Grace today was taken from a live performance of Mumford and Sons.
Are those that really his good. Sons, or is that just made up?
Well, from the looks of it, it was a bunch of, slightly... Not in shape men, and all of them white, and most of them with beards. So it's like they all looked pretty much like the same person, just in, you know, different shapes.
Like if you and I were on stage.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, yeah.
I think Mumford and Sons is short for Mumford and Sons of Abraham.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Yeah, which they all are.
Do you think they've covered that one?
Covered Father Abraham. Yeah,
the Mumford and Sons version of Father Abraham.
I hope so. I think it should be a prerequisite for any band.
Yeah.
Pay your respects.
Yeah.
Well, in our last chapter, there was some violence of several kinds.
Mm-hmm.
A whole town was wiped out by Jacob's sons. And Jacob was mad because he thought it might make them a target for other towns and, what do you call these people, tribes in the area?
Yeah, tribes in like, I feel like in my mind, I don't
Did
know.
Did you just interrupt me to not know what you were saying?
No, I'm going to talk about the size and population of these groups of people. And I have no education to back this up, but... I assume the two people were able to kill a whole city because the city, and they keep talking about people staying in tents. I think these cities aren't cities like we're thinking. I think they're small encampments of people.
I was really hoping that they went in and it was like the two sons, and they took out like 1,000 dudes with bloody wieners, you know?
I mean, I think that having a bloody wiener is such a disadvantage that you could easily, you could take out many, many more.
Your will to fight is certainly less than it was before, I would imagine.
a few inches less.
I lost a couple ounces before the fight.
Yeah, but we're about to deal with the repercussions of those choices that those boys made.
Uh-oh. All right.
Well, do you want to do what we did last episode and pass it every 5 verses or so?
Yeah.
Sure, I think that felt good. Yeah. You want to kick it off, Adam?
Sure. I'm going to read Genesis 35 from the New International Version that pops up when you Google Bible on the internet. And it is titled Jacob Returns to Bethel in my version. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Then God said to Jacob, "Go up to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau." That's weird because it's God. I guess he's just talking in the third person. And the God who appeared to him when he was fleeing Esau was... Is that different than the God that appeared to him when he wrestled with him? Anyway.
No. Well, then God's... And God to alter the God that appeared to you... No, I think that's just how he says things. And also, I mean, as we learn in the future, God is like a bunch of different things, but still one person. But yeah, that's weird.
All right, verse 2. Already tripping on verse 1. So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves and change your clothes. Then come, let's go to Bethel. Let's go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God who answered me in the day of my distress and who has been with me wherever I have gone." So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had and the rings in their ears. And Jacob buried them under the oak at Shechem. They set out, and the terror of God fell on the towns all around them so that no one pursued them.
Oh, that's fun. That's funny.
This is why you shouldn't have earrings.
Yeah, you can't having earrings because you can't follow, you know, you can't have foreign gods or anything hanging off those lobes.
Take that, Harrison Ford.
Yeah, this about like, it's like conforming. You should look a certain way, change your clothes, take your weird earrings out, follow the one true God.
This is some of the first, like, rules to follow in God we've had. I mean, for the most part, people haven't been trying to convert anyone to, like, religious ways, aside from circumcision. Like, so far,
which
circumcision
is not
has...
a big selling point, I would say. Like, they want to rethink that strategy, I would imagine.
Well, I think this way, when they're walking by these other towns that might attack them, they have, like, uniform, like, clothing and stuff. Mm. Maybe that's a little more intimidating than having to, like, pull your pants down and be like, "See? We're God's folk."
Oh, you're one of them. Yeah.
It's definitely people doing things to show that they've, like going through a couple steps to, like, that they're now following God. Which I don't know if that's happened yet. Because before, okay, I thought everyone was just following the same God. But then now I'm realizing that, you know, people have foreign gods that they have to bury. Which is something that's actually in other texts, I think, in history. I'm listening to a history podcast by Dan Carlin, which we often talk about as that's another alternative that you guys can listen to other than this podcast. but he was talking about the Persian Empire and how they like melted down somebody's god, like, so it was a physical thing, and then because they melted that god down, they were never able to rename a king because they didn't have the king had to shake the hand of the fake god or something like that.
Yeah, and earlier Jacob's wife stole her father's gold, or I don't know that they were gold, but she stole her father's idols.
Yeah,
and nothing ever came of that.
No, it was just, she just swiped them. Because she was smart. Because as we find, the women in this they take care of things pretty handily without having to stab men with bloody penises.
Well, Brady, do you want to take verse 6?
Nothing would please me more. All right. Jacob and all the people with him came to Luz, that is, Bethel, in the land of Canaan. There he built an altar, and he called the place El Bethel, because it was there that God revealed himself to him when he was fleeing from his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died and was buried under the oak outside Bethel. So it was named after Allan Bacuth.
All right.
After Jacob, I'm still going. After Jacob returned from Padam Aram, God appeared to him and again blessed him. God said to him, "Your name is Jacob, but you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel." So he named him Israel.
Oh wow! What? So is Jacob now going to become God's new special boy? Because that only happens when God makes you a special boy, changes your name.
I thought Jacob already had his name changed, and they just kept calling him Jacob. But I'm probably totally wrong about that.
Well, I mean,
clearly Jacob has been God's special boy for a little while now.
Yeah,
he's just finally getting the title.
And I wish something happened with Deborah, in the past, but I can't remember like what her big moment was.
Deborah?
Yeah.
Is it really Deborah?
No, I was making a funny.
There's no way. That's Deborah.
Yeah, Daniel's hilarious.
Deborah's a totally biblical name.
Yeah, maybe somebody can write in to hostedpod@gmail.com and tell us what the hell was happening with Deborah.
Daniel, you want to pick it up with verse 11?
Yeah, with the old Israel. And God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and increase in numbers. A nation and a community of nations will come from you, and kings will be among your descendants. The land I give to Abraham and Isaac I also give to you, and I will give this land to you and your descendants after you." Then God went up from him at the place where he had talked with him. Well, I'm sorry, what happened there? Then God went up from him at the place where he had talked to him.
I guess God just like came down from heaven.
He like teleported like right back.
All
right, so and then he shot up out. In like I imagine like a sky tube kind of scenario.
Yeah,
like you know one of those tubes at the bank.
That is exactly what I'm thinking about. Yeah,
he just straight up.
Yeah.
Or he got beamed up right at him. Star Trek stuffs.
Hey, there you go.
Picking up at verse 14.
I mean, that would track. This could easily, all of this could just be like young Picard fucking up a lot. It could be like early Bible tales.
Bring that up on your other podcast.
I wish I had one, Daniel. I would probably stop doing this one.
Verse 14, Jacob set up a stone pillar. Here he goes again. Jacob set up a stone pillar at the place where God had talked with him, and he poured out a drink offering on it. He also poured oil on it. Jacob called the place where he had talked with him Bethel. I thought a place was already called Bethel.
Well, I guess earlier they called it Luz, which I guess was its name prior.
Okay.
And now it's called Bethel. Even though they're referring to it as Bethel, it's because the people reading it know what Bethel is.
Okay. And again, what I was saying is Jacob, he loves pouring oil on stones. That's his
yeah, but this is the first time he's poured a drink out on it. Yeah,
he added some wine.
I think what it is he had already had a lot of wine.
He just kind of spilled it.
And then he just poured a little out and then poured some of that oil on it. Very good.
That's great. See, that's another one of those moments like, all right, cool. Jacob or Israel again, or he gets called Jacob again after this. Anyways, Jacob.
I thought he just got a new name.
Yeah, I know. But he's like gets, and I keep thinking about his poor brother Esau. Esau has done nothing wrong ever, but he gets screwed over by his brother. He then is nice to his brother. His brother, you know, runs away from him again. And then now he gets all the nations and gets to increase in numbers. And Esau's just sitting back there all hairy and, you know, with it, getting nothing.
Well, I've got a title here called The Deaths of Rachel and Isaac.
Let's pour one out for them, yeah, shall we?
Pour one out. Can we get it? Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm forgetting it. Obviously, we know Isaac, but is Rachel his wife or is Rachel?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right. Verse 16. Isaac and Rachel are the mother and father of Jacob and Esau, I believe. Verse 16. Then they moved on from Bethel. While they were still some distance from Ephrath, Rachel began to give birth and had great difficulty. Mm. And as she was having great difficulty in childbirth, the midwife said to her, "Don't despair, for you have another son." As she breathed her last, for she was dying, she named her son Ben-Oni.
What?
That's hyphenated.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a Jedi name.
That is a Jedi name.
But his father named him Benjamin.
He's like, that's not a good name. He can't be a Jedi. His name's Benjamin.
Yeah.
What a total Uncle Owen move that guy pulled.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath. That is Bethlehem. Over her tomb, Jacob set up a pillar. And to this day, that pillar marks Rachel's tomb.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, wow. I wonder if you can still go there.
I'm sure you
can. You should read my novel, The Quest for Rachel's Tomb. It's pretty exciting.
Brady, did you spend a lot of time looking around Arkansas for a pillar?
And I'll be gosh darned if I haven't found it yet, but it doesn't mean I'm going to stop looking.
Just like knocking on columns at different establishments.
Or is this Rachel's tomb? No, this is Bear's Den.
Hey, Brady, I got to hold the podcast.
All right, stop the podcast.
What the hell happened to Bear's Den?
Gordon Ramsay came and he made the pizzas $5, $15 is what happened.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, so it was crazy because I was coming up here. I think it was like the day of tech for Richard III. And we're driving past the Bear's Den and it's like shut off, production trucks all outside. And I was like, what the hell's going on at Bear's Den? Because there was a football game that day too. And I was like, maybe it's just like a big tailgate party or something. I don't know. And then later in the day, I found out that it was Gordon Ramsay's 24-hour countdown to hell in a kitchen nightmare shit shack, whatever, you know, whatever it is, where he comes in and yells at people for being, you know, shitty owners of a restaurant. And, he came and filmed an episode and you know, presumably took all the PBR cans off the ceiling and gave them new furniture and then left town with $15 pizzas on the menu.
Wow. And just to give everybody a bit of context that, I mean, obviously the only people listening to this know what we're talking about.
For the thousands of you out there who are clamoring for more information about Bear's Den.
Yeah, no.
You're about to get it.
It's a small college bar near the school that all of us are alumni of, and it was known for being just kind of it wasn't even really that dirty compared to some of the dirty bars of the world. It was just old stuff. But you could go there, get a $5 pizza, get a $2 double between 9 and 11, and then
the drinks are still the same price though. So
they did that. But now it's turned into, you know, whatever. Think of your hipster wood fire pizza place that's in your town, and it looks just like that.
Only it looks like the furniture was purchased wholesale from like a Dollar General or something, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't look as nice as Zaza, right?
I mean, I haven't been in, but I doubt it.
That's good. Don't you dare go back after what they did to that place.
They defiled it.
All right, were we talking about the Bible or something?
Something about the Bible.
Rachel's tomb, yeah.
Well, Brady, do you want to, is it your turn on verse 21?
Oh, it can be. Yeah, I'll give it a whack. Oh my God. All right. We're doing a name switch again here, so brace yourselves. Israel moved on again and pitched his tent beyond Migdal Eder. While Israel was living in that region, Reuben went in and slept with his father's concubine, Bilhah. And then Israel heard of it. Jacob had 12 sons. The sons of Leah. Reuben, the firstborn of Jacob. Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin, totally normal names. the sons of Rachel's servants Bilhah, Dan, and Naphtali, the sons of Leah's servants Zilpah, Gad, and Asher.
Well, look at that, Dan. I thought Dan wouldn't come up again.
Yeah.
But here you are.
Another Dan.
Not even Dan. Daniel. It's just Dan.
It's just Dan, and it always was.
I do want
to... It was...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I was going to... Kind of the only juicy tidbit there, and I hope that I put it together right, was Reuben, who we talked about briefly as a son of Jacob, or now Israel. He went and had sex with a concubine, Bilhah, but then later down below, it says the sons of Rachel's servant, Bilhah. So his concubine was also Rachel's servant, his wife, I guess.
Little palace intrigue going on there.
Well, wasn't that, didn't we once again, it's happened so many times that I can't remember if it happened with Israel, but, you know, the ladies keep not being fertile and then having their servants sleep with their husbands.
I assume we're totally cool with this upon the Lord's be fruitful and multiply sort of command, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so.
Isn't that generally what he's like? He's like, you know what? Go get it. You know, isn't that what he's saying?
Yeah.
So far that's been pretty common, as for, you know, multiple wives and also multiple people who they have marriage ceremonies for, but never again refer to them as wives.
Yeah.
They just become servants.
Yeah, they just
again.
Could become servants.
Yeah.
Well, we're almost done with this chapter here, guys. I'll just finish this out with this last verse. Verse 27, getting called Jacob again. But also,
well, read that little top part there too.
Oh yeah,
we stopped with Gad and Asher.
Yeah, it says stopped with Gad and Asher. It says these were the sons of Jacob who were born to him in Padam Aram. And then it says Jacob came home to his father Isaac in Mamre near Kiroth Arba. This is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had stayed. Isaac lived 180 years. Then he breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people, old and full of years, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him.
That's nice.
That's a reoccurring phrase. Breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people.
Yeah.
That's said a lot.
So, oh yeah, old Isaac is dead. He's done. His days are done. All that stuff.
And Esau and Jacob came back together. No description of what happened, because we never figured out if Jacob ran away or lied to him or whatever. But that might be the last we see of Esau. I'm not sure.
Well, spoiler, the next chapter says Esau's descendants. And anytime you see that, you know we're in for a doozy.
Well, if we're rating this on 1 to 5 stars, Brady, I'd like to hear what you rate this super fun chapter of the Bible.
Listen, it's really hard for me for this to be the follow-up to chapter 34. And if anybody missed the last episode, chapter 34, boy, were you missing out. Because Jacob's return to Bethel is nowhere near exciting. As what we just had. So, I mean, I'm maybe at, like, I don't know, 1.5, 2. I'm nonplussed by this. It's, you know.
I think that's totally fair.
It's solid information.
I'm going to join you on I'll give it a 1.5, just because, you know, we get some closure with Isaac, and he was our boy for a minute.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's a bit of a...
And Rebecca, too. I'm sorry, I don't remember Rebecca as well, because Isaac is a easier-to-remember name. I guess because I'm sexist. I don't know.
Well, I will say a note, because I am remembering a certain thing about Rebecca. She didn't start the scheming of the women, and maybe we shouldn't, like, separate the two, but she was the one who gave Jacob his blessings by helping him scam Esau out of it.
That's right.
So
She played favorites hard with Jacob.
Yeah, so she arguably, I mean, if she had not done that, I mean, one could argue that maybe those men's wouldn't have had their, wieners circumcised and stabbed in the middle of the night. I mean, you could make that argument. So it is kind of, you know, it's sad to see her and Isaac go, the two, you know.
She died mid-childbirth.
Mid-childbirth. I mean, one would, if he's 180, she's got to be at least in her 100s still having babies.
Was trying to give birth to an Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Wound up just giving birth to a Benjamin. Thanks.
Yeah. Which there was a Ben Kenobi. I don't know why I'm the one saying that. But no, for that point, I'm going to go ahead and give it a 2.0. Just because maybe him becoming a real, you know, servant of God now with a new name and all make him the new God's boy.
Well, everybody, sign up for Brady's classes. check us out at HostedPod on Instagram. Email your complaints to HostedPod@gmail.com and check out twitch.tv/HostedPod. And we will see you or hear you or not hear you at all. You'll hear us on the next episode of Reading Heathens.
Boy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.